But Wyong have a meeting coming up, but their cup meeting is next Friday. And let's have a chat to the club manager of the Wyong Race Club, a very busy club in New South Wales there on the Central Coast. And Robin Taylor takes our call. How are you, Robin?
We're good. A little disappointed that we can't get people on track. We had last cup meeting last year. We were also under the impact of COVID. We only had about 350 people on site for the last cup meeting, so it was a very subdued event. But at least we had some members there to enjoy the day this time round. Unfortunately, we can't even do that.
I do so many interviews with race clubs across the nation. Some didn't race, others raced, others had luck in the way it's worked out with crowds, then no crowds, then back again. But so even though you're a very, very busy race club, unfortunately, a few of your big events have just fallen on the dates when you couldn't have people there, sadly.
Yes, unfortunately. I think our last big race meeting was the Magic Millions just prior to Christmas. We had about 600, 700 people on course, but we still had the drinking restrictions, so people had to sit while drinking, so that just sort of generally interferes with people's enjoyment of the day, but at least, you know, there was a good crowd there for that.
Remind our listeners in Victoria especially exactly where Wyong is. It's a very busy race club, and those in Sydney and New South Wales will know exactly where you are, but you're one of those locations people think they know, but if we got them on a map to space out all of the coastal towns in order, I think they might get it wrong. Tell us exactly where Wyong is.
Yeah, so Wyong's probably exactly halfway between Sydney and Newcastle, and we're just a little bit further north in Gosford.
And I guess as lockdown became more evident in regional New South Wales, is that when it started to impact on you as a club? Because I spoke maybe last month to little locations like Narrandera and other clubs, and they were still having people on track while Sydney had their dramas. But now, sadly, you're all in together, aren't you, from a racing point of view?
Yeah, so Wyong was and Gosford were grouped in with Greater Sydney. So we've been affected by the Greater Sydney outbreak right from the get-go. Newcastle and the regional areas have escaped that for a while, but everyone's been caught up with it now.
Okay, so we love to chat to race clubs about how things are impacting the town as well. We'll get back to your feature meeting in a moment, but that's interesting. So are you? How close were you to where that border existed, and what were the ramifications from a club point of view in terms of staff, travelling, and people attending, even, I guess, people travelling to your club from outside locations, or they couldn't if they were even maybe working? How did it impact you in that way?
Yeah, well, the Central Coast is quite a large area. When Gosford and Wyong amalgamated a while ago, it made quite a large area. So in terms of the restrictions, people from the Central Coast can move around relatively freely. But if you go a few k's up the road, you're into Lake Macquarie, and they had no restrictions for a long period of time. So people that did come into the track to work, theoretically, had to go home and couldn't do much else in their community to remain isolated.
So did you had staff that, because they had to come to work at Wyong, once they went back to regional locations, they couldn't do anything, had to stay inside whilst family members or neighbours could basically live a normal life. That was before everyone was locked down, I guess.
Yeah, so for some of our contractors, like the security workers that work regularly at our race meetings, they elected not to actually come to our race meetings because it would affect their ability to earn income through other being able to attend other venues. So we've had to change a few things around, but essentially the on-track activities, the training of the 200 horses that we've got in stable facilities, that's all continued as per normal. With the restrictions in place, we haven't sort of skipped a beat from that point of view. A lot of our trainers are still enjoying success, both locally and at regional race clubs.
We're chatting to Robin Taylor. The Wyong meeting this Sunday, you'll hear it on RSN, the prelude to the Cup next Friday, the Gold Cup, sadly no one on track. So you race, what, 22 times a year? Where does that place you in the roster of importance or busyness of racing in New South Wales?
We're in the second tier, provincial. Newcastle and Canberra have the major racing from the provincial point of view. They have about 30, 33 race meetings a year. And you've got Hawkesbury, Gosford and Wyong. We're sitting around the 22, 23, 24 mark on an average basis.
And what about training? Because you have the... How long has the poly track been in now? You've got the two tracks there, haven't you?
We've got a slow sand, fast sand, and the poly track opened about 18 months ago.
Did that increase your training base, or was it something to maintain your trainers that were there in any way?
We've got plenty of capacity. It was about providing another option for them. It's better for the animals that are in work. We also have the equine pool, so we've got plenty of training capacity. So the next step for us is to try and expand our stabling options on course. We'd like to increase to 300, maybe 350 boxes on course if we can.
I think on your board, is Mark Waugh still on the board there?
He is. He's a long-standing member of the board, along with six other individuals. We have four member elected and three independents appointed by Racing New South Wales.
And what about going forward, post the... is the calendar pretty consistent for you? You're such a busy club. Is there any period of the year when you have a lengthy break, or is it pretty much full-on for most of the year, or...?
We have our track renovations in October, so what it's looking like, we're going to come out of, hopefully going to come out of COVID restrictions at the end of September. Then we immediately go into a break because of the track renovations. So hopefully things ease and we can head into the Christmas period and summer and actually get some decent racing with some patrons on course enjoying some time with their mates.
Well, we cross fingers. Obviously, I guess now it's all about vaccinations rather than case numbers. But for now, good luck going forward. Interesting to have a chat to you. And Sunday and then, of course, next Friday, your Gold Cup meeting, sadly, with no one on track. Robin, thanks for having a chat to us. Good luck. We'll speak to you later in the year when hopefully people return to your very busy race club. And all the best. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Robin Taylor, manager of Wyong Gold Cup.